This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
The Bible is a book of questions. In the early morning of time, God asked this question of Adam, "Where are you?" I don't think God asked that question because he was unaware where Adam was. I think he wanted Adam to know where Adam was. I think he wanted Adam to know you can't hide. Another question to ask is in Job the 14th chapter in verse 14, if a man dies, will he live again? That's an interesting question. And our Lord answered that question when he was raised from the dead and he gave us a way to go beyond the grave. Another question in the Bible is in Genesis 18:25, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Another question is, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That's in the second chapter of Hebrews. In Acts the 16th chapter is another great question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? So there are all kinds of questions in the Bible. In the case of each one of those questions, there is an answer from God. Every one of them can be answered from God. When we have questions and we wonder how that question can be answered, we need to ask God. In Judges chapter 18, there were these five men who came to the house of a man by the name of Micah. Micah had a Levite living with him. And these men recognized the voice of that Levite. And they came to him knowing that he was a Levite and a man of God. And he said, we want you to ask counsel of God of the way we're going, whether it's going to be a prosperous way. I got to thinking about that. Ask God. You have a question, you want to know something. Rather than going and asking somebody that has no clue, why not ask someone that knows everything? And that's God. So many times people will say, I asked my preacher, I asked my Sunday school teacher, I asked my mother, I asked my dad, I asked someone the answer to this question. We need to ask God. That is, we need to study the Bible and we need to find the answer to the Bible question I have from God. And when God answers it, I may be wrong on some things, but God is always right. He is always right. God doesn't make mistakes. Let God be true and every man a liar. That is, a man can be wrong, but God is never wrong. So today we've got a question you want answered. We're going to ask God for the answer. And we want you to stay tuned as we discuss that today. On Getting to Know Your Bible, we're offering a free Bible course, and we emphasize it's free. And that you might know how to receive it, we're going to pause for just a moment.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I want to encourage you to call for the Bible course. I want to encourage you to take it online if you prefer. Now today we have a question and we want to get God to help us with a question. Here's the question. Are there many ways to heaven? Many ways to heaven. Or if somebody says, well, you have your way, I have my way. We live in a time where people believe in relative values. A time where people believe that you cannot really know what is right or what is wrong. But we don't live like that. That's just what we think. Let me illustrate how I know you don't live that way. Suppose a man has an old automobile and he's not driven it for a good while, and he decides he needs to get the car out and he needs to drive it some. And you know, when the guys get together and they start going to drive a car, they say, "We're going to blow it out." That means they're going to drive it as fast as they can and get away with it. So he gets out on the interstate with this old car of his, and the speed limit says 70 miles per hour. That's the speed limit. Well, it doesn't take him long to get that car up to 70 miles an hour. That's the law. That's what the law says. But you see, this man driving the car believes in relative values. He thinks, "You have your truth, I have my truth." But then he says, "Well, you know, if I want to try to get it up to 80, and then 85, then 90, 95, then 100. And he's rocking along in that old car doing 100, between 100 and 105. And he's enjoying himself. He's really blowing it out. He's blowing the soot out of it, you know. And then he hears this wailing behind him. He looks in his rearview mirror, and there's a policeman. Got his light on. He pulls him over. He said, "Could I see your light and your registration, your license and your registration?" He said, "Well, what's wrong, officer?" He said, "Well, do you know how fast you were going, sir?" He says, "Well, yeah, I was doing about 105. "Man," he said, "don't you know, don't you understand that the speed limit is 70 miles an hour on this highway?" Well, what would this man, how do you think that officer would respond if this man said, "That's just the way you see it, officer. The way I see it is that I can go as fast as I want to." Now, you can get that and cause other people to abide by that law, but it's not my law. I'll tell you quite frankly, you may believe in relative values. You're not going to get away with that. And when it comes to answering questions, there are no relative values. You see, men need divine help. And they need God to help answer those questions. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps." But that's what we're trying to do in our world today. We're trying to go it alone. We're trying to walk without God today. And that's the reason there are so many things wrong in our world today, is because we have avoided allowing divine guidance from the Word of God. Are there many ways to heaven? Let's listen to the Lord Jesus. Listen to Jesus answer that question in John, the 14th chapter, in verse number 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." In other words, Jesus is the way to get to heaven. I'm aware of the fact that all people don't believe that. I'm aware of the fact that people think that their way is the right way, that they can do anything they want to do in the name of religion, and that it's all right. But I suggest that if we want to know what is right, ask God. Let God answer your question. You know, Solomon in Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death." Now, folks, if there's a way that seems to be right, it appears to be right, but it may not be right. And if there's a way that appears to be right that is not right, then there's a way that is right. And that's the way I want. That's the direction I want to go, don't you? So I want to follow God's way. I want to follow Jesus. He said, "I am the way." If I want to know how to go to heaven, all I need to do is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I want to know what to do to go to heaven, all I have to do is ask God. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? The question is asked of the jailer. This is in the 16th chapter of Acts. The jailer was a pagan. He was a heathen. Paul and Silas had been in prison. They are singing and praying while they were in prison. And the jailers, the prisoners heard them, and the jailer heard them as well. And there was an earthquake. And the prison doors were opened, and the prisoner was released. And that's when the man asked the question. And Paul said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. We've not gone anywhere. See, if the prisoners left, the man loses life. And then the Bible says that Paul began to teach the word to this man. He said, you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved in thy house. Let me ask you a question. And we're going to let God answer it. What else would you say to a heathen? What else would you say to him? Would you say you need to repent? Well, of what? You need to be baptized. Why? You need to believe on what? Believe on Jesus. Believe on God. And you have to be taught. You see, here's the way one gets faith. It's not a miracle. Faith is not a miracle. I have a book by a preacher, and in that one of the sermons he says, faith is a miracle. No, faith is not a miracle. Faith comes as a result of things being taught to us in our intellectually, the truth intellectually, and we accept that truth. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by God's Word. And so for this man to become a believer, he had to be taught. Someone says, well, don't you think he was saved when he was taught? No, he wasn't saved after he was taught when he became a believer. And then we're told that he took Paul and Silas and washed their stripes. You know, I think that's indicative of his repentance. He may have actually helped put some of those stripes on them. But now he's washing their stripes and he takes them to his house. And that very night, the same hour of the night, he and all of his household were baptized. He's now a believer, and he's baptized. Why do you suppose that's the case? Let's ask God, and let God give us the answer. Mark 16:16, he that believeth one, is baptized two, shall be saved three. You see, the Bible teaches us the way and what we're to do. Jesus is the way. In Acts chapter 4 and 12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation any other. For there is no other name, no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Salvation is not in the name of Muhammad. Salvation is not in the name of Joseph Smith. Salvation is not in the name of Mary Baker Eddy. Salvation is not in the name of Alexander Campbell. Salvation is not in the name of John the Baptist. Salvation is not in the name of Billy Lambert. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So neither is there salvation in the other. For there is no name under heaven given among men. There are lots of names given among men today. But you'll not be saved by the authority of anybody except the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world to save us. In Matthew chapter 1, the Holy Spirit told his parents, call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And Jesus is the Savior of the world. There's only one way. And there's no life that has so radically changed civilization as that lived by the Lord Jesus Christ. We even date our letters and our documents and even texts that we might send through technology from the date of his birth. He split the centuries from B.C. to A.D. There's no life lived like Jesus. And he is wonderful. He's even called wonderful in Isaiah 9 and 6 by way of prophecy. And he lived a wonderful life. And Jesus is wonderful. Wonderful in the way he lived. He went about doing good. Wonderful in his love. Greater love hath no man than this, John wrote, that a man had laid down his life for his friends. That's John 15 verse 3. Jesus is wonderful in the promises he's made. Peter said they're exceeding great and precious. He's wonderful in his power. He has all power in heaven and earth, Matthew 28:18, and is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. Jesus is wonderful in his reason, purpose for coming into this world. Listen to the Apostle Paul. And it tells us why Jesus came. This is written in your Bible in 1 Timothy 1:15. This is God telling us why Jesus came into this world and whether or not there are many ways to get to heaven. This is a faithful saying, that is, you can depend on it, and worthy of all acceptation. This is a saying that you need to accept, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And Jesus came to save sinners, and all of us are sinners. That's what the Bible says, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. And he came to save sinners. And Paul said, I've had people say, I've done so many things wrong, I don't think Jesus could save me. I remember a man coming in one day, and he told me all the things he had done. He'd stolen automobiles, and he had been very sexually promiscuous with multitudes of people, multitudes of women, and he was a very, very sinful kind of a life he was living. But let me tell you, Christ came into the world to save all people, sinful people. And Paul said, I'm the chief sinner. If you were to line up all the sinners in the world that have ever lived or ever will live, I don't know how long a line that'd be, a pretty long line, wouldn't it? All the sinners, because they'd be all humanity. Paul said, I'd be at the head of the line. And let me tell you something, friend. If God could save a Saul of Tarsus, he can save you. No, there are not many ways to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the only one way. You know, sometimes you'll have some star or so-called celebrity on television say, well, you know, there are many ways to get to God. There are many ways to get to heaven. No, there are not many ways. Jesus is the way. Well, I know that from a human standpoint, there might be many ways. If you will, turn in your Bible to Matthew, the 7th chapter. And I want us to read, this is in the Sermon on the Mount, and this is in the last chapter of that sermon, and in verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Jesus pictures two ways. One way is described as being a broad way, broad road. And he said, everyone that's on that broad road is on their way to eternal destruction. There are many people that are going that way. The majority of people are traveling that road today. But oh, here we have another way. It's called a straight gate. Straight does not mean without crooked turn. It means it's difficult to enter. You cannot enter this gate if you've got carrying a bundle of sins on your back. You're going to have to leave them outside. You can't take your old life that you once lived, the life of sin and separation from God. You got to leave that on the outside to get on this road. And when you get on this road, you stay on that road. It takes you to life everlasting. That is, it takes you to heaven. There's just one way to heaven. There's one way to hell. And friends, there's no middle ground. You know, Jesus said, either you're for me or against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. So we're either on one road or the other. And I encourage people to get on the straight and the narrow way. Someone says, well, how do I do that? You've got to recognize Jesus Christ can save you from your sins. I think that's the first thing. You've got to become a believer. And believer in the power of Jesus to save. He came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And Jesus has that power, and you have to believe in Him. Unless we believe in Jesus, there's no salvation for us. Listen to Paul in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, where he talks about Jesus and our faith in Him. If thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So we're going to be saved if we believe in Jesus. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is, in the direction of righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, in the direction of salvation. So we have to be not only believe in Christ, we have to confess Jesus as being the Son of God, like Peter did in Matthew 16:16, where he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you believe that today? You say, I believe that, Billy. I believe with all of my heart Jesus is the Son of God. Then if you're willing to turn away from the sin in your life, the way to heaven, to enter that way, you go through Christ. You're baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Listen to Romans 6:3 and verse 4. Know ye, for those that are dead, he that is dead to sin cannot live any longer therein. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death. You're baptized into Christ, baptized into the benefits of the death of Jesus. No wonder Saul of Tarsus was told, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We hear about multiple baptisms in various places ever so often. But we need to make certain that when we're baptized for the right reason. That we're right mode. That is, it's a burial in water for the right purpose. And we make the right confession. The eunuch made this confession before he was baptized by Philip. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Let me tell you, friend, no preacher has a scriptural right to ask you any question other than, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Somebody says, well, I was asked, do you believe God for Christ's sake could pardon your sins? That's not the biblical answer. In making that confession, you are actually confessing that you believe God saved you and then you were baptized. But the Bible teaches the opposite. Though we believe, we're baptized, and then we're saved. Are there many ways to heaven? You know, friends, God's way is the best way. It's best. I don't care what we're doing in life. Whether we're rearing our family, we're trying to work on a job, serving God and doing things His way is always best. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts and your thoughts and my ways and your ways. God's way is always better. Let's do it His way. You see, when we do it our way, we make a mess of things. I remember one Christmas, we had bought our small children a swing set. And so I got out in the backyard trying to put it together. And guess what happened? I had parts left over. You know the reason I had parts left over? I didn't follow the instructions. Now that's man-like. I have some woman out there saying, I can almost hear you say, that's just like a man. Don't read the instructions. Don't look at the map. Don't follow the GPS. The reason I couldn't put that, I had parts left over to that swing set because I didn't follow the directions. To go to heaven, I got to ask God the way. And He tells me to believe on His Son, turn away from sin, be willing to confess His Son and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. That's God's answer. One way is not just as good as another. That's what Solomon said. There's a way that seems right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Let's just do things God's way. God's way. I want to thank you for watching Getting to Know Your Bible today. It might be that some of you know that you need Jesus in your life. You know deep in your heart that you need to give your life to Christ by believing in Him. And that you're willing to stand before men and confess His sweet name. But you've never been baptized. I had a woman to tell me one day, I believe in Jesus. I have for many, many years. But, you know, I've never been baptized. I said, well, we can take care of that. And when I studied the Bible with her for a little while, she said, I'm ready to go be baptized. I believe there are thousands of people like that in America. I believe there are thousands of people like that all over the world. That when they learn the truth, when they hear the truth, they're going to ask God for the answer, and they're going to do what God says. I want to thank you for watching today. Please call for the free Bible correspondence course, or you can take it online. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Hi there, I'm Ray Reynolds, the Marketing Director for Getting to Know Your Bible. I want to encourage you to check out Pray.com, a resource where you can read daily Bible readings or get daily prayer ideas. And there you can also now find Getting to Know Your Bible. You can search for Getting to Know Your Bible or for Billy Lambert and find resources available to you through podcasts and previous programs that we'd love for you to check out. We want to encourage you in your daily walk for God. We pray that God will bless you and use this resource to do so. Thanks for tuning in to Getting to Know Your Bible.
Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, my love combining, till light shall vanish in eternal day.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214. Join us next time for Getting to Know Your Bible.